friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Jimmy and Rosalind Carter share their secret to their 75-year-long marriage. In this video, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter share their secret to their 75-year-long marriage. While many may know Jimmy Carter as the 39th President of the United States, his biggest role has been a faithful husband for 75 years. Rosalind said, "Life with Jimmy Carter has been an adventure." The two are planning to celebrate their milestone anniversary in Plains, Georgia, with over 300 people. As they approach this incredible feat, many people want to know the secret to a successful marriage. Jimmy and Rosalind sat down with Good Morning America to share some of the highlights of their life together and how they keep their love alive. First, they shared that one of their favorite activities to do as a couple is fly fishing. Jimmy noted that they went last year and shares an adorable picture of the couple in the water. Rosalind says that they even have a little pond in front of their house. And while Jimmy and Rosalind are both in their 90s, they've never let age slow them down. Jimmy shares about how when he first went out on a date with Rosalind, that the next morning he told his mother that she was the girl he wanted to marry. But Rosalind didn't have the exact same sentiment. In fact, Rosalind turned him down the first time when he proposed. She shares that she told her father on his deathbed that she would finish college. As we all know, this story has a happy ending, and the two ended up getting married and sharing a beautiful life together. Jimmy even let us in on a special secret. Every night, we try to make sure that we completely reconcile from all the arguments during the day. For 75 years of marriage, we've always grown deeper in our love for one another. Marriage was originally designed by God. He intended for one man and one woman to come together and be joined. The intent was fellowship and reproduction. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Within a fallen world, marriage sadly does not always work out. However, as we look at the example of faithfulness to one another and the covenant of marriage, may it inspire us to keep our commitments of marriage and lean on the Lord to love our spouses through His strength. Retired dad spotted a homeless man on the street. Now they're best friends. There are moments when we see great acts of kindness. In this video, a retired dad spotted a homeless man on the street. Now they're best friends. Scott Kuzmarski went to visit his son in California. While he was visiting, he met a man who was homeless named Robert Pineda. Scott described meeting Robert. As he was going on a walk with his dog and grumpy about his cold coffee, he saw Robert on a bike with all of his belongings smiling. Scott described the nerves he had going up to a homeless man, but he knew that he was supposed to approach Robert. When he saw him another day, Scott offered Robert some breakfast. Over the next 3 weeks, the two began a friendship. I love how Scott shares that even though they were from different places and had their own stories, they were the same. Robert was homeless because he did not know he had schizophrenia. This kept him on the streets for 30 years. Scott wanted Robert to seek mental health, but knew that he needed to build trust. Scott made a radical move and stayed one night on the streets with Robert. The next day, Scott guided Robert to seek medical help. He was able to get medicine that changed his life. Scott helped make a difference in one man's life and even helped Robert build a house next door to his own. The two are best friends now. Scott's call to action comes at the end of the video when he shares that he would like people to start helping the homeless. He shares, 580,000 people are sleeping outside on any given night. There are 46 million retired folks like me who got time on their hands. He goes on to encourage others to get out of their cars, make friends, and listen. Scott not only set an example of caring for the homeless, God himself calls us to care for the poor. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? 1 John 3:17.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.